Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Catherine, and this is Channel Panel. Tonight we have a special love song to play for you. It's from us to you, from you to us, and from all of us to the company of heaven. And while we listen to this beautiful music, let's all build our pillar of light. Take a nice deep breath. Picture the diamond in your brain, in your heart, in your solar plexus lighting up as never before. And we feel the light and love of Mother and Father pouring down through our pillar as we reach up to connect with them. And reach down into Terra, into the crystal heart of Terra to anchor. And as we light up our pillar and join together, we send our love to the company of heaven across the beautiful rainbow bridge to thank them for their hard work, for their watching over us, for being there for us through these wonderful, exciting, and challenging final days of our freedom and prosperity programs. Light up your pillars, everyone.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, that I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise your shoulder, you raise me up to more than I can be.
Beautiful.
And here's Meg. Meg's going to do a Meg and Owen report for us all. Are you ready, Meg?
Welcome, everybody. Hey, Catherine, of course. So just a little brief intro. Tonight's program, we have Redemption equals Resurrection equals Ascension. Day 12, a show of unity. We're joined tonight by Sananda and Archangel Michael. Sananda's going to come in and help us understand how special this moment is, this exchange, redemption, prosperity appointments, and what is available to us every minute up to this point. And our brother Michael will be reminding us how easy it is to be love, because that's what we are. Just a little heads up. so people can find this. We're going to be closing the show together, reading out loud a decree, request, and prayer from Aurelia Louise Jones, Prayers to the Seven Sacred Flames. Everyone can find the words to this decree on the Blog Talk page you might be looking at right now if you're listening to the internet. You can also find it in the Who Needs Light email that announced tonight's program. So for any of you who don't have that in front of you now, you'll have a little time to get those words in front of you so we can do it all together in the end. Wonderful. So a special thanks for everyone who are sending in donations right now. This is a particular moment for our team in New York. As you heard on the other programs, they are having a very humid and moldy challenge and getting tons of help because of you out there and also on the ground there. And Christine has full-on mold poisoning. So she's done this before. She knows how to walk through it, but your donations are literally saving their lives up there, literally. So thank you so much. And they're joyful and laughing and together and walking through this next challenge with open arms. But you are a big part of their ability to do that. So I wanted to thank you personally for keeping them going. And by every indication, Christine chatted with me earlier, we are getting every confirmation on the ground and from the Company of Heaven that we are in motion. These prosperity programs are in motion as we breathe and speak together. So these energies are available to us now to be able to anchor here and bring this forward across the Rainbow Bridge. We are in the final, final push. So we're all linked arms and pinkies and toes and especially hearts. So with that, we're one. So just a quick Megan Owen report. We've had amazing singing and music. No words, just singing and lots of music. Glenn Morrison, we've got, who else? Of course, the Beatles, Michael is here, lots of music. So I just sing along and go to YouTube and listen to the words and feel serenaded across the Rainbow Bridge, as all of you are too. So that seems to be a really fun way. They can say hi and tickle us and lift our spirits. And also, I'm feeling a big push to get prepared, even more than before. Clean the house, do the laundry, wash the dogs, get ready, sweep the house, really every second. I'm really good at procrastinating when I have a whole three-day weekend. And boy, I can't even do that. I just want to be ready to fly out the door at the moment's notice. And also, they're giving me a hint, okay, now get your equipment ready, which of course means my own RV purse, which has to be perfect. So I'm like, oh, this purse will not do. I need shopping. You know the team, let's go. I need the best purse ever, and I want it on sale. So I leave work today. I go to my favorite store, which always has the best purses. Buy one, get one free. I'm not kidding. It was the best sale ever. I got two gorgeous purses. I dubbed them purses, and they are ready. So I've stocked them, and I've shined them, and I've sprayed my soul support on them, and they're ready. But I know you guys are feeling it, too, just RV ready. So that's been really fun. But the most sweet thing, I felt during all this, and the last minute clearing and the self-doubt and the exhaustion and the no sleep, which all of us are experiencing in our own way. But I really feel like I am in the lap of Mother doing this. I feel like the sweet bosom and the lap of pink is holding all of us at this time. So even though we're walking through all these individual small things and pouring them out and bringing them through us, I feel this huge wrap of love around me when I go through it, which makes the choosing so quick and easy. So thank you, Mother. I just particularly feel you right now helping us all and giving us your reassuring energy. So that's the Megan Owen report for today. And now let's bring on
lovely
Catherine and Christine to say hi. Hey, guys.
Yeah, hi. Well, confirmed. No more procrastinating. Get your papers in order. Get your notebooks ready. Get the car filled with gas. Everything ready to go. So I have a very fun letter to read from somebody that was sent in to us that really covers a lot of what we're talking about these days. So I'm just going to go right ahead and read this wonderful communication from Marianne in Norway. Greetings and aloha, dear family. Listens to the archives and to the Blog Talk shows are so touching and deep. The one from day 6 was especially profound and full of learning for me. I am one of the lone light workers keeping on at my best. The time spent with you, family of light and company of heaven, means life to me. It's like having a golden buzzer every time. I should say, for being alone, that Samanda, Archangel Michael, and Ashtar come to me with the speed of lightning, and I always laugh out loud. I spent the winter in South India, and there I rent a moped and go around the places where I live. One evening, returning home, it was rather late and dark, and I'm sorry to say the roads are not completely safe for a woman alone. I felt the panic rising. I decided very quickly that I would be safe and said out loud, "Protect me and keep me safe as well as everyone else who's out on the road tonight." And I turned to my brothers Sananda, Archangel Michael, and Ashtar. Felt I needed them all. I did not have time to finish. They were there, Sananda on my left side, Michael on my right, and Ashtar standing tall behind me on the moped. And the funny thing was that Sananda and Michael were bending forward in the classic Superman position, and Ashtar stood like a captain, tall above me. They even had flowing capes. I laughed and laughed, and I still laugh when I think about it. And I also shed a tear out of my heart, bursting with love and tenderness. And did I feel safe? I wanted to share this with love and a smile. I also want to thank Catherine for her moving, deeply touching testimony the day 6. I had a similar experience. Something came up very disturbing and unpleasant that I had to face. It is so interesting what is still hiding down there. What's good and different is that it really changes my view of myself. And while I'm squirming, not wanting to be like that, I also feel like laughing. It is amazing teachings I've received over the years now. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Meg. Love from Marianne. Oh, yes, Marianne. We'll talk more about that discovery process, too, as we go along. It's been part of the resurrection and ascension process, and Sananda's going to talk about that through Christine tonight. But first, I want to tell you a story. This is a Bam Bam story. Now, for those of you who may be new and don't know who Bam Bam is, she is our beautiful cat who has a very important mission in this life. Now, we have a wonderful animal communicator, and she helps us to talk with our animals. So we know from hearing Bam Bam's feelings about these things that she's very aware and very concerned about her mission, part of which is to overcome the genetic programming, which, of course, has always seemed to be natural to a cat. But for her, she's working very hard when she goes outside to never interfere with another being and especially never to make them leave their bodies, as she calls it. So when she goes out during the day, we always say, now be sure you come home before dark, because dark, of course, is the hunting time, and it's very hard for her at that hour. Makes it harder for her to resist. So we have this agreement that we'll make sure she's in before dark. Well, some of you may have heard the last show. It was getting dark here, and Bam Bam really wanted to go out.
So we kept reassuring her and reassuring her, but she has this way of saying, out now. And she was saying that during the show. So after the show, Christine showed me the most wonderful technique for how to manage to help a little one to maintain themselves, to manage their feelings, and to never shame or disrupt them with some kind of harsh discipline. So this is Christine.
All right, everyone, we know what this is about. We'll just give Catherine a couple of seconds to call back in, and we'll all be back together. Just hold those pillars strong.
Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Just 1 minute. I'll bring in the conference call, and we'll be right back.
Terrific. All right. For those of you who don't know the start meeting call, let me just give that now. If you want to call in by phone, you dial 701-801-1220 and enter the ID number 856-768-151#, and you can listen on your phone as well as, of course, listening on the internet. So that's who she's bringing back together so we can be one big pillar of light.
The recording has started.
All right, we're all together.
Here we are.
Okay. So the technique.
Yes.
Helping
okay.
the little ones. That's where we broke off.
The technique for little ones, and this would work beautifully with children, too. So here's what Christine started doing with Bam Bam. Let's just let them hear it.
But it must be done heartfelt, mm-hmm. and it must be consistent. You must outlast them in humor and love. If it's not heartfelt, the whole thing will come crashing down around your ears. So if you just focus on your love for them, like Michael's going to talk to us about later. And this is what we do. So every time little lady Bam Bam pitches a fit, this is what we do in this home.
You are our sunshine, our sweet, sweet sunshine. You make us happy every single day. You'll always know, dear, how much we love you. You're our sunshine every day.
We sang it like 50 times yesterday. That's our technique. What do you think, Meg?
Oh, it's absolutely magic. I do the same thing. My cats are out during the day, and we do the whole come in at the dark time because that's always a more vulnerable space. And so, yeah, I'm with you. That's wonderful.
Well, 3 or 4 times, and she really started to just accept it. And, you know, first few times she'd walk away and come back. But after a couple of times, she was just loving and accepted it. And so I've been laughing about it ever since because it was such fun. Okay, so I'm going to introduce Christine. No, I'll turn it over to Meg, who can introduce Sananda. But this time, Sananda's going to come through Christine.
Oh, fun.
So take it away, Meg.
All right, wonderful. Oh, well, this is a fun switcheroo. Thank you, Sananda. Welcome, dear brother.
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody. That's right. Everybody lean in. Come closer. We are a family, after all. And we are all in this together. All of us. You are our inspiration. You set the pace. We are working to keep up with you, and you are doing it. You are pulling this magnificent transition off. I'm going to talk to you about the three things in the title today. Redemption equals resurrection equals ascension. First, redemption. It's what I was just saying. We are trying to keep up with you because, from our view here in the higher dimensions, as we have explained in recent shows, energetically, this has come to pass. Energetically, from here, you have achieved the shift, the transition, the momentum needed. So, now we all are linked, locked arms, heart to heart, pedal to the metal on the surface and above, in order to bring to fruition the kickoff events in the third dimension. Energetically, the beginning of the freedom programs has not only come to pass, but there is enough energetic accomplishment by you that they are seen fully through and on to the next achievements in the era of freedom restored to Earth. Now, redemption. To redeem. That's not to make up for. That is the name that has been given to your exchange appointments. When we meet in our councils, we don't call them the exchange appointments when you go in and exchange your currencies. Indeed, we do call them your redemption appointments. To redeem, not to make up for something. It is to claim something. When you redeem a coupon, you take your coupon into the store and you say, here's my discount. Here's my little prize. I have the coupon. I cut it out of the paper. I got it on a special. I was online. Here's my redemption. It's a simple example. But when you go into your appointments or when you receive freedom funds as a gift, you are redeeming. However the energetic flow of money and prosperity and freedom comes to you, the energy of peace for the new golden era we are now entering into, that is your redemption. It is your already achieved, already deserved, already earned, not because you had to do certain things, but because of your light, because of your faith, because you are a child of God. You already have the redemption ticket on the surface of Earth. So to redeem is to reclaim your true identity as a child of God, deserving of all good things, no matter what experience or how you judge that experience that you've been through. The redemption is already yours. To redeem is to make the choice to claim your birthright, to claim this freedom. It's to claim this love. Be aware not to enter into a reaction that causes you to restart a cycle of slavery, a cycle of victim and persecutor, of victim and predator. No, you are simply, casually, going to show up, whether that's in a redemption / exchange appointment, or that is someone comes and gifts you, seemingly out of the blue. the moment the prosperity being released across the surface of Earth touches you is your redemption moment. And it is already yours. Your part is to open your arms and your heart wide and receive it. Just receive it. Then you will fully be in the blessing of redemption. Resurrection. You know, I have represented this sacred flame in the way that Saint Germain now represents the violet flame. The resurrection flame is also a sacred, living, unfed flame, meaning it does not have any source but that of mother and father's love. It is conscious. It is a consciousness. And resurrection is something you can claim. Of course it is already yours. And to claim it while you are on the surface at this time, claim the resurrection of your health. Claim the resurrection of your prosperity. Claim the resurrection of your laughter, of your love, of kindness, of ease, of sleep, anything that brings you greater peace and joy. Claim it. That is the energy of resurrection. To resurrect the new golden age is not to call back something that has been. It is, as the song said, to stand on the shoulders now of all that has been and claim brand new to a new level. The resurrection of life, which is everything we have all learned as the starting point. When we say, I am, we are joining as one from the surface to our higher selves and from the higher dimensions as the higher self with our incarnated self on the surface without distinction or separation. I am is to invoke resurrection fully. Now, just in this moment today, what do you most want to claim the resurrection of? As I am, I claim the resurrection of, and you say what that is. In this moment, what's most genuine to you? Health, prosperity, intimacy, ease, laughter, joy, peace, wonder. As I am, I claim and I am the resurrection of, and fill in your heart's desire. And so be it. So you're already seeing how redemption and resurrection cannot help but lead to your glorious ascension. Now, what I want to say to you about this is a real nugget. It is a treasure if you are willing to embrace it. It's going to sound potentially a little strange, but what I say is these long moments before the RV, GCR, the revaluation of currencies, the global currency reset releases, beginning the outward release of all the prosperity and freedom programs. These moments are particularly precious. You are in a rare, rare moment, and we have said this to you before. I'm encouraging you to claim this rich, fertile moment for yourself, for your planet. because there is so much of a squeeze going on right now. There is so much chaos and pressure energetically because you are, by your own commitment, smashed up against the finish line. Things are exceptionally challenging in a particular way. And that means you have a particular opportunity. Every single time you take a deep breath and you choose love or any of its forms, patience, humor, understanding, kindness, it reaps a reward that is far more reaching and far more intense than you can perceive right now. Really, there is no other moment like this, because look at all that is crushing up against the finish line. It's the entire momentum of the pain and suffering Earth has been through, along with the already claimed redemption and resurrection of the light on earth. The juxtaposition of those two things coming together in this moment in your bodies is unique. Every gain you make during this long moment will serve you infinitely forward and blesses all across the planet. The rest of humanity, the animals, the kingdoms, everything is blessed by each and every choice in this moment you make to be loving. It far outreaches and more greatly impacts than any other time. It is very special. So reach for Earth. Claim Mother and Father's love. Call for us. And choose love. You're not only bringing home the RV, the GCR, the free energy technology, the healing technologies, Nisara, Gassara, freedom across the planet. For you to be in this position where you can be consciously aware of your choices. Most are not in the position you are in this moment. So even for your love for them, on behalf of them, the more you claim this gift of awareness at this unusual time, the more you make it possible for them to do the same in the coming days. I love you. I have been through and am going through what you are. I am not sitting in some chair removed from you, watching over. Sure, I'm watching over you in every second, but not in a removed way. When we say lock arms, we mean all together now. We don't mean you are below us. We mean thank you. Thank you for your strength and courage and fortitude. And we promise to match it on our own scale. With all the benefits we are afforded, we will match you. Take advantage of these special moments before it all gives way to the new. It is extraordinarily rare to have such an opportunity to claim the light. I am respectfully and devotedly your Sananda. And I gladly pass the talking stick to Meg to bring in my brother, Archangel Michael. Meg.
Yes, Ananda.
Thank you.
I was very touched by what you said. Quite heard it put like that before, and I have a new depth of appreciation for what this is, especially when you said on their behalf. It really moved me. Thank you. And with that, we'll pass the talking stick to Catherine, who will be bringing through our dear Archangel Michael. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, hello, Meg, and hello, everyone. I bring you a warm welcome and love, and thank you, Sananda. That was inspiring and so comprehensive. Now, I come to you with encouragement to remind you of how easy it is to love in the midst of all that's going on now. All that Sananda described, we know that sometimes you'll feel the rising energies may be difficult, may create stirring feelings within you, may seem a little overwhelming sometimes. This is the opportunity. This is what we speak of, the great challenges you're facing, the wonderful opportunity to be the best that you have ever been. As we rise, you rise. We're doing this together. We see you marching with us across the Rainbow Bridge. We said earlier that I would ride in on the wings of love. Picture yourselves that way. You are riding in to this redemption, resurrection, and ascension on the wings of love. Any moment you need my help, call on me. I've told Catherine she's doing some work that requires that she untie the ropes and cut away all old ideas and thoughts and feelings. I offer my silver sword to all of you. I am your Michael, and I bring you love from all of us, from me and the company of heaven. And as I turn the talking stick back to Meg, we're going to introduce Christine to lead this wonderful prayer decree that you were given, so you can follow along with us. We're all going to say this together. So you can say it together wherever you are, out loud. Say this decree with us. Put your heart into it. Join with us. And here, I pass the talking stick to Meg. I am your Michael.
Aloha, Michael. Thank you. And as Michael said, harmony is not that we all say all the words exactly together, exactly the right intonation. As Christine said earlier, if we're joined with our hearts, we are always in harmony. So don't worry about saying it all together, but you have the words in front of you, and from your heart, it will always be perfect. Welcome, Christine. We're so excited about this.
All right, everybody. You're ready to accept prosperity, peace, freedom, love, and abundance?
Yes.
Meg and Catherine, so all together.
Meg, can you still hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is, I now accept my abundance. In the name of my beloved,
I am.
And my beloved Holy Christ Self, I call to the Lords of
Manifestation,
Angels of Prosperity, Fortuna,
the Goddess
of Supply, and Lord of Gold,
Lord of Gold,
in mastering all outer conditions of my life in God's perfect way, including my true abundance. Charge into my life and use today all the blessings that are mine to receive. Infuse me with ascended master wisdom and purity that I may never again experience or limitation. Blaze your heart flame through my four body systems and expand without limit a great flow of divine
abundance.
Saturate me with enough violet flame and emerald healing light. To keep my life in
perfect
and harmony.
I demand
God's invincible protection and wisdom in all my financial endeavors. I demand to become a magnet of attraction, drawing to me all the wealth that I require to fulfill my divine plan on earth, to make my ascension, and to assist my fellow men
to do likewise.
I give that it
thanks.
Is done according
done.
To God's holy,
holy will.
I accept my abundance now with
now.
Love, and,
love
gratitude.
And gratitude.
So be it, beloved I am.